Hi everyone, I'm Don Ryan, Senior Research Fellow at HFS Research. I'm here today with two principals at KPMG, Thomas Davies, National Managed Services Leader for Risk, and Ron Walker, U.S. Leader, Managed Services. HFS has been researching the market and its demand characteristics for managed services for over 5 years and has authored, along with KPMG, two groundbreaking studies published in 2023 and 2024. Today, we want to discuss the importance and transformative characteristics of managed services and the outlook for managed services over the next 3 years. KPMG has a strong and committed service delivery emphasis on managed services, both in the United States and globally. To start, Ron, how does KPMG define managed services and why is it different from traditional outsourcing? In studies we've done, 40% of enterprises have implemented managed services at scale. Some carriers we see include ESG sustainability, compliance, risk, and cyber services.
Well, thanks, Don. I'd say we provide the same kind of traditional industry definition of what managed service is, which really means when we take over the ownership and the accountability of a business process, which would include the people, the process, and the technology associated with that, and probably more along the terms of reverse of that, right? We start with technology first these days, and then we look at the overall, how we deliver that.
So Thomas and Ron, where do you see managed services gaining traction and scale? Are there specific industry-focused services and other core applications where KPMG is placing its emphasis and investments?
Yeah, so if I sort of draw from Ron's statement, around really partnering with our clients and being collaborative. Oftentimes we see the components in financial services, in government, and power, utilities, and energy, really where the client needs greater scale and speed. This would typically be a scenario where sometimes their existing team just isn't sufficient. They might be brilliant, but don't have the capacity necessary to potentially onboard applications at speed or review financial crime-related data in a timely manner. And so where we see the greatest demand from our clients today is with sophisticated teams that understand the problem but need greater support throughout the execution. And they need it at the highest quality possible because it might be in scope for regulatory or other such reason.
One of the reasons why we see clients really reach out and partner is particularly, as Thomas said, is the large sophisticated clients, they can deliver a lot of these services. For example, there's a probability to achieve associated with a likelihood to take it on. So clients just don't necessarily have the focus, or they have a lot of competing priorities that would actually impact them because, you know, people get promoted, they move on, they move to different things, or funding gets pulled based on what they have initially identified as an opportunity. Whereas when you engage with a provider such as KPMG, you're actually financially contracting to achieve the objectives that you together have set forth.
That's interesting. So how do you distinguish between transactional and transformative managed services? Do you make a distinction in your offerings and the impact that those will have on the enterprise?
Absolutely. Again, when a client reaches out to us and wants to partner with a provider, that makes all the difference in the world. And to give you an example of where we're seeing more transformational execution is in the long lines of either cyber and or kind of financial crimes. So there is a significant threat as well as regulatory requirements that our clients are having to follow through. And they just don't have the skills, the capability, the focus along the lines of what I mentioned previously to be able to address that. So when you look at the ability of a client to first identify and monitor and address a significant cyber threat that's coming in there, where we've taken reporting down to a factor of where it would take 2 hours to address, you know, a significant activity report where we've identified a potential breach, down to seconds using AI, using automation, and using kind of our global capabilities and understanding those industry perspectives. Whereas a client, although, you know, a big bank could probably get there, but they have other priorities and other components to where they need to spend their dollars.
So that's transformative in terms that the example you gave, it's transformative around the cyber process. So going from hours to minutes with greater accuracy through the use of AI. And clients understand this when you talk to them about it. So, Thomas, this is an important question. Could you weigh in on this one also, please?
Yeah, I love the way actually Ron put it, because I think what the client is looking to get to is transform into transactional. They want it to be more simplified. And I think, you know, our approach really focuses around, you know, what does the landscape look today? And that might not be perfect, but the intention for our managed services to augment over that period of time into something that makes it easier, whether that's a process enhancement through or helping skill up the client. And that comes back to that collaborative nature of that partnership sort of discussion is, you know, they have a sense of what could good look like. And they'd like our support to sort of get there and do it at a greater velocity, giving their team that capacity to do some of that, but also innovate within their own organization.
It's interesting. Yeah, we from the work that we're doing, a quarter of the companies today and roughly 40% in 2 years cite business model transformation and strategic outcomes as major impacts. So this linkage between transformation, innovation, new process delivery is very critical and I think increasingly well understood. Can you both comment on how you link advisory to delivery and how that drives the transformative and innovative process?
Client engages us because they understand that there's some component of ambiguity in the way that they're delivering the service or the way that they want the outcome today. And so, you know, we work collaboratively with our leads across a number of different areas, depending on the client's ask of outcome, to really hone that ambiguity down to a place where it's, you know, reasonable to be able to turn at the required level the client wants to be able to execute on the outcomes, these individual outcomes over time. And so, you know, oftentimes the discussion, which really starts with trust, is better understanding the organization and having that institutional knowledge really pull through the entire process. Helps us culturally in terms of like how would we deliver the solution inside of this organization.
Yeah, I would say we really augment our capabilities with our very large advisory capabilities. So, you know, you think about where we've seen the experiences that we've had, but our consulting brethren in various parts of the organization have different experiences and different capabilities. So where we're able to bring in change management experts based on certain skill sets or technology experts that we may or may not have addressed inside of our managed services organization. So we continuously both augment as well as supplement our teams. And, you know, we transfer people in and out, going back and forth to really enhance the client's experience and our ability to deliver to their needs.
What are some other unique differentiators and value propositions for managed services that KPMG brings? So the survey that we did with you cited talent, advanced tech deployment. You know, we've discussed advisory and consulting services. Are there a couple of other things that are really key differentiators?
We've been noted as, you know, kind of ranked number one in quality for our AI advice, which is obviously everybody's top of mind.
Yeah, I was going to add, Don, you know, I think our brand globally around regulatory, as Ron alluded to earlier, there's a lot of asks that are done at speed, required at speed because of regulatory requests. I'd say the one that we don't bring up as much as we should, because we are quite proud of it, is our transaction advisory group. We have a lot of talent as it pertains to actually mergers, acquisitions, and integrations. And if I look across a lot of the work that we've done over the last couple of years, it's really been around, you know, how have we helped an organization merge with another and how we use managed services through that transaction lifecycle to drive additional value.
Exceeding expectation. Where are the results exceeding expectations when it comes to managed services? In our surveys with you, 70% of enterprises cite they are exceeding expectations in their use of managed services. They cite things such as cost reduction and stakeholder experience. Importantly, 78% say they are exceeding expectations for access to scarce talent when using managed services. Can you give us a couple of real world examples where people have just hit it out of the ballpark with managed services?
Well, one of the areas that we haven't talked about, which obviously is kind of one of our name brand recognitions, is our ability on the risk agenda. So when you talk about organizations and, you know, they're having to both address internal and their own risk environment, as well as handling what any regulators may want. We're able to bring in that talent. And Don, you mentioned it earlier. So we've got industry expertise, so they'll know what's happening in financial services or in consumer or in energy and what they have to address. We have technology that's specifically and associated with those areas as well, because it's not the same technology across the board.
So bringing resources together, diverse resources and specialized expertise quickly, and then solving these problems quickly. Mm-hmm. Thomas?
Yeah, I'd say along those lines, as we improve these processes, there's a component of the program that we're supporting with. There's so many other stakeholders involved in that process. And so really having a process improvement creates a quality of life improvement for so many others. And I think, you know, having that team, their own internal teams, get some of that time back, that breather, and that quality of life improvement has actually seen to be helpful in terms of retention and in execution and fulfillment of their roles. So I think when we are working alongside closely the existing stakeholders, through the process, helping with knowledge transfer, helping with process improvements, it creates a much better work environment.
So one of the elephants in the room here, too, is the role of AI in accelerating value across key business drivers, you know, such as operating model transformation. How's the use of AI linked to managed services delivery in KPMG's experience? Because 80% of the respondents in our surveys have cited AI as a critical underlying capability.
I'll take a couple of shots at this, but first I want to say is AI, we keep saying AI, but it's a broader terminology, right? It's kind of traditional automation and AI and all wrapped in, and you know, certain technology aspects that are out there. But it's actually, as it's continued to get much better and much less expensive for us to engage, it is the first thing we reach to when we look at a process that we're taking on, either brand new or we're trying to re-engineer, is we're trying to move everything into an automation or AI model. And even going down to how we train our folks. So we put that into AI models so that we can actually train folks within hours of taking on a process so that we can leverage and scale and say we bring agents, both AI agents as well as real people agents, up and to the level of expertise that they need in order to address whatever we're being asked for the client. And we've cut our learning costs substantially by up to 80% on just training our own people using kind of the AI models and large language models that we have to pull from.
So lastly, what are the top three actions considerations that an enterprise must take to develop a comprehensive managed services delivery strategy? And how does KPMG support these? So, Ron, I'll let you go first.
Okay. Well, I say, first, we need to kind of engage the entire stakeholder community and get aligned there. So both the client and the provider and the provider environment that they're using, because it's not likely they use just one provider. So we really need to align the overall objectives through that process. That's critical. And then setting out what you're trying to achieve. Then we look at, and we've just now talked about, it is really and entirely leveraging both the technologies as well as the functional and or industry expertise together. And then finally, which we touched a little bit on, but not as much as it becomes problematic in any of our engagements with clients, is the whole change management and user adoption. So if that change management process is underinvested, the user adoption is lower, which, you know, tends to mute the potential capability of that function that we're taking on or that process we're taking on. So that's very critical. So I'd say those three, you know, the stakeholder alignment, the technologies and expertise, and then finally the change management are the top three things we need to get aligned with together.
That was really well said. I don't think I'm going to add too much on top of that, aside from, you know, that remembering the process is cultural inside your organization might be slightly different. We've got very clever ways to deliver the solution, and we've, you know, got the breadth globally to understand where this has been done well, and depending on the organization, what the best approaches are. So we want to bring those forward and have that collaborative conversation around, you know, tell us about where the tricky points are inside the organizations, you know, to Ron's point, some of that stakeholder discussion, and then let us help you transform that function into a simplified version so that, yeah, we can collectively deliver it at greater scale.
Yeah, I mean, I like the linkage between managed services, culture, and change management versus the discussion just being, I can do it faster at 50% less cost. So, which is important, but I think the culture, the transformation, and the change really trumps many other aspects of delivery over the long term. So Ron and Thomas, thank you very much for this discussion today. I learned a lot, and hopefully we can do this again soon.
Thank you, Don. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay.